Here's a fact that may reveal something that's going on in the country. The population of the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., has gone up by about 40,000 over the last decade, and yet the number of cars has not climbed. It turns out that in many places across the country, more people are beginning to opt out of ownership of cars. They may share vehicles instead, for example, and not just through established companies like Zipcar. Charlotte Baer reports now that some startup companies are helping owners to start renting their own cars out to complete strangers.
For a lot of people, it would be tough to let a stranger drive off with one of your most valuable possessions. Not so for Stanford graduate student Katie Hagee.
This was a great option to at least slow the hemorrhaging of money that is business school.
She makes an extra $150 a month by renting out her car through Wheels, spelled with a Z. The Silicon Valley startup allows her to name a price for others to borrow her silver BMW when it would otherwise just sit there in a campus parking lot. She's so happy about the cash, she doesn't even mind when people adjust her seats in stereo.
There was one time when the seat was really low and it was playing rap, like really, really loud. And so I thought that was pretty comical because this isn't really a red and low car. It's a little chic sedan.
Hagee explains people access her girly mobile a lot like a Zipcar or other shared vehicle. It's just that the car is owned by an individual and not a company.
I've got my card, and I'm going to put that up to the sensor on the dashboard. And then all I'm going to do is I'm going to reach across to the glove box. And there's a Wheels box that I recognize. And I open that.
So then you have your key there,
yep.
And then you just pop it in and drive away.
And drive away.
One of those people driving off is undergraduate Jesse Klayberg. He doesn't have his own car and dreads trekking to a rental counter just to pay extra because he's under 25. With Wheels, he can pick from more than 24 different cars right there on campus. That came in handy when he picked up a pretty girl at the airport.
And I may or may not have been trying to impress such lady friend. And what I found was an Audi TT. You know, which is a small two-seater, a little coupe that goes pretty fast. She was very impressed.
There is a massive migration from ownership of assets to purchasing a service that helps you achieve the same end that you would if you owned that good.
Wheels founder Jeff Miller says people already loan cars to their friends and family. His company just makes it safer and easier. The service screens customers to make sure their driving records are clean, and members have to sign up through Facebook, so rentals aren't completely anonymous.
It's actually a very personal transaction, and people sort of respect the fact that it's another person's car. We've had zero claims to date and thousands of reservations, and so far, so good.
But this so-called peer-to-peer car sharing is still new. Wheels just launched last year. So did GetAround, a city-based service in San Francisco. Relay Rides and Jolly Wheels have been operating on the East Coast a little longer, but not much.
This is an uncertain and unknown and developing area.
That's Susan Shaheen. She's a transportation researcher at UC Berkeley.
There's a lot of excitement and interest in it, but I think it's important not to put too many expectations on it as it's starting out.
She says the concept faces several hurdles. A big one is clarifying insurance laws. Another is developing a profitable business model. Shaheen estimates peer-to-peer car sharing could be in the black within 5 years if it increases its cut of the revenue. Right now, car owners get at least 60%. That's a fair split as far as Katie Hagee is concerned. After all, she's the one putting her car on the line.
At this point, if the car got a dent and the dent was fixed, that's fine for me. We'd be having a different conversation if the car was totaled.
Big companies, including GM and Zipcar, have taken notice of peer-to-peer sharing and invested millions in these startups. That's fueling some ambitious expansion plans. Wheels just rolled out at UC Berkeley this week and expects to launch at 2 more campuses by the end of the month. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Baer in Silicon Valley.